Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Success Academy Coaching Q&A session. Today is Wednesday, February 13th, and I'm excited to be here with you. My apologies the other day. Thankfully, our groups that we are hosted on this particular technology gave us a full monthly credit refund for the shenanigans the other day. They had some weather and some interruption there for with their system, so thank you for your patience. That was a little bit, I was like, my hair was on fire a little bit on Monday. I was like, oh goodness, here we go. So thank you for being flexible and just excited to be here with you. I truly, even yesterday, I just started thinking about, like, I'm having this deep desire to connect with all of you. And so I just invite you to start tuning into right now already is asking yourself two thoughts. One is, what's new and good? And secondly, dropping into, what's up for me? Right? What am I processing? What am I learning? What's the good? Maybe where am I stuck? What do I want help with in my business? What do I want help with personally? Whatever may be up for you, invite you just to start dropping into that. If you haven't yet created some space where you can drop in and have some focus, invite you to do that. Invite you to log off your social media or log off your email. Grab a notebook. Definitely grab some water or a tea. I've got my breakfast smoothie here this morning with lots of spinach and good supplements and blueberries, bananas, and I put all kinds of things in this little concoction. It's like basically great brain food. Allow yourself to just drop into that. If you know that you already have a question and you're joining in, you've dialed in, you press the star sign and the number 2 on your keypad, and that will raise your hand on my monitor, and then I'll come unmute you here in just a little bit, and we will jump into some coaching support. If you're on webcast, it should have a prompt for you to say, hey, I'd like to raise my hand and so forth. And you can go ahead and click that button on your screen as well. But I love week 3, you guys. And hopefully you've had a chance, if you weren't there live, to listen to that recording. If not, do so soon. And dropping into productivity, right? As I love to say, your productivity equals your paycheck. And the power of being intentional with your time, I believe that time management conversation really hinges on 2 key things with then a few support tools in between. Number 1 is being crystal clear on your top priorities. And if you heard me share on Monday the conversation around being clear about, for this season of my life, what are my top 2 priorities or my top 5 priorities, right, overall, and that type of thing. It's really being clear on your priorities helps it make, I believe, easier to navigate what you say yes to and what you say no to. You see, when I'm so clear on my priorities, then I'm not easily distracted by all the bright, shiny objects that want to pop into my space. It's because I'm clear, hey, this is the season we're launching a website, or this is the season we're really up-leveling this piece in our business, or we're really working on this in my health or self-care, right? It's dropping into that for yourself, is knowing that. And then I believe the secondary piece of great effectiveness with your time is managing those distractions. When do you check email and text? Or do you just constantly all day, are you barraged? Are you regularly on notification on all apps? Or do you have your technology and your schedule in your intentional creation, right? It's dropping into that. But I love week 3. Go back and listen to that if you haven't had a chance yet to listen to it. But I'm looking forward to our time together today, and I'm finally, I feel so much better. Last week, my gosh, you guys were like the one commitment I honored besides one other phone call, and I just like literally cleared my schedule, did not leave my house for a week as I got hit by that bug. So I am feeling so much better, so grateful, and I'm just like feeling this excitement and this passion to be with all of you. So thank you for being here live. I invite you, if at all possible, to be on all the calls live. And then if I get, sometimes you might not be able to, but then to listen to the recording within 24 hours. So we have our first hand that's up. Again, if you'd like to raise your hand on this system, you press the star and then the number 2. Or if you're on webcast, go ahead and raise your hand by pushing, it should say on your screen, the ability to, it should say raise hand. And go ahead and do that. So I'm coming first to area code 207, last 4 digits 5970. And you are unmuted if you want to share your name, where you're calling from, you're new and good, and then whatever is your share question.
Good morning, Tiffany. My name is Holly. I live in southern Maine. And
hi, Holly.
Hi. So this is my second round of doing Success Academy. So I guess that is my new and good. I kind of found it. I guess it was a God thing. I'm going to say that because I found it on the Saturday before it started. And what's going on with me is that, well, I shared it on the page. I've been a nurse for 35 plus years. I'm in doTERRA since 2014. I'm stepping away from my nursing job to do the doTERRA full time. I'm doing Diamond Club for my second round, and I qualified the end of December, and then at the same time, one of my legs decided for the second time. This is all like second time stuff for everything. She decided that, okay, she wants to leave. She wants to go with her friend who lives one town over from both of us, and because she'd be more happier there. But she's not going to take her team, but I'm just, you know, have this feeling in my gut that they're all going to leave and follow her. So so my question, and then my other thing is I've struggled with confidence issues my whole life. And so my question is, how do I rise above and overcome these challenges? And how not to be negative and depressed about this woman leaving with who knows who, and how to rebuild that leg and keep going with Diamond Club.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, there's a whole lot I want to say. First of all, I'm so glad you're here with us again. And I love that you're back in. I love myself. It's like there's different coaches and programs I've gone through more than once myself. Is it just about the mastery and coming back to a live version? So I'm so excited that you're here. And I love your authenticity of your ask and your question, because some of that question, I think universally, we can all relate to that, right? Is how do I have positive thoughts? How do I work on my self-confidence? Sometimes it's great. Sometimes it struggles. It's in between. It's kind of all over the place. It's working on it as an ongoing relationship. So first and foremost is I'm going to invite you to have a purpose exercise, Holly, that you review every single day as part of your morning ritual. And purpose heavily anchors us back to just that, purpose and vision, right? Is do I have a way, I want all of you to think about this, is do you have a way, is every day are you anchoring back to purpose and vision? And hopefully that's happening in part of your morning ritual is to say, but I'm going to give you all a little bit of direction based on this question. Is I'm going to invite you to literally put into writing declarations like your own mission statement, right? Like here in the United States, there's a very valuable document that was created called the Declaration of Independence. And it was a collection of humans coming together to make a declaration of the purpose and the vision of this country. Now, I just invite you to do that for your own life. Being the architect of your own life is to make declaration of the vision and purpose of your life and of your business. Now, it doesn't have to be long and flowery and poetic, but even a few simple sentences that heavily anchor you to why are you doing, Holly, what you're doing? And I know why you're doing what you're doing. At some level, it's I'm here to make an impact. I want to help more people change their lives. With your nursing background and then being invested or introduced to essential oils and the power of natural health, do you realize what a powerful force you are and a powerful voice that you have? Because of that background, especially. I'm sorry, did you have something?
No. I'm sorry. I was interrupting. I kind of squelch all that, and I shouldn't, and that's the confidence thing.
Yeah. But here's the thing I want you to become aware of, and week one, you can go back and review again. But in this moment with me, heart to heart, I want you to really get something, and it's this. Confidence is a choice, and confidence is a habit. You keep equating your confidence to a feeling, to this nebulous somewhere out there, maybe someday, hopefully, I'm going to feel completely confident. And Holly, I don't always feel confident. But my feelings are not my truth. And I want you to literally put in writing, I choose to be confident, and I nourish habits that encourage my confidence. Your worth is eternal. This is true for every one of you. Your worth is eternal. Your feelings will ebb and flow, and that's normal. So some of you right now on this call or listening to the recording, you're feeling awesome. You're having an amazing day. And you're like, gosh, I started with my morning ritual. I had a great workout, or I'm experiencing this, I'm experiencing that. But some of you might be blue, and you might be like, oh, I'm frustrated. I had this or I had that, or I'm not even sure. Why am I feeling blue? I'm feeling down, or I'm feeling behind, I'm feeling anxious. And just realize, come back to you, become conscious of what do I choose to feel and what helps me activate that feeling. We talked a lot about that work on week two when we talked about vision and goals. Is what is it you want? What do you want to feel? And what activities help you activate that? But back to purpose is every day I want you rereading the same thing where you declare, I choose to make a difference today. I choose to add value today. I choose to be the light. I choose to help more people have access to tools that help them be healthy, mind, body, heart, spirit. I'm willing to be the vessel. Use me, God, use me. Right? That's part of my purpose statement. It's right here. I'm looking at it in my office. It's a framed picture of me on a large stage on a convention in Las Vegas for a company. And I'm right in front of that slide on the screen, and it says, use me, God, use me. So I don't know what, for all of you, what your purpose statements will entail, but create one. And then in part of your morning ritual, some of my clients will put that on a 3x5 card and put it on their desktop, put it on their bathroom mirror, you can have it on your nightstand. But it's to remind yourself who you choose to be and choose to anchor into that purpose. That will significantly help the other parts of your question. The secondary part, which I started to elaborate to, is I want all of you to understand that, again, confidence is a muscle. And we just simply are going to work on strengthening it. And we strengthen it through our morning ritual, through our joy list, through our mirror work. If you're not doing your mirror work, I'm going to come through this phone and I'm going to just get after you. Lovingly, lovingly, of course. But seriously, it's like give yourself that time to say, okay, again, it might be 60 seconds. It might be 30 seconds. It might be 4 minutes. But eye to eye is saying, I see you. I'm proud of you. I believe in you. Because it's not just like you happen to miss the day at school where they passed out great self-confidence and, oh, well, I guess the rest of your life, it's going to be this way. Is any day you choose to change, you can. I'm not saying that every day will be a piece of cake. Self-confidence is work I work on daily myself. It's an ongoing relationship. But what you're often equating that to is you're waiting for this feeling or someone to come along, like someone to say, Holly, you're so enough. Oh, my gosh, you're so incredible. Let me give you permission to be and do. And while we'll have people show up for us, it's important that you're showing up for yourself. You have amazing gifts to offer. Don't be stingy with them.
Okay.
And in terms of this woman, I understand we all have those types of experiences where someone, you know, does this thing or does that thing. They leave, they gossip, they do this, they do that, whatever. We've all experienced it. It's just literally pray for that woman. One of the best ways you can energetically clean up your energy with her, pray for her, wish her well. Knowing that your livelihood and your thrive and your business is not dependent on one person. You're connected to the biggest power in the universe called God or source or higher power. And you connect with that and say, I want to make a difference. Use me, God, use me. Show me where who I need to go today. Show me who I need to speak to today. What do we need to share on social today? Let me be the vessel. That's how we create. And we come back to that. That will make a difference. Thoughts about this? Is any of this resonating?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Just when you said to pray for that woman and her friend, because I know them both pretty well, that really resonates. So I'm going to start doing that. And yeah. Thank you very much.
Love it. but also pray to say, I want to be the vessel and I want to make a bigger impact. I want to change more lives.
Okay.
All of you, when you focus on that, right? Like this, my most common keynote I give at conferences is called Serve More to Sell More. And we talk about show up to serve. And whether you're a real estate agent or you're in doTERRA, you're a fellow coach, you're an artist, whatever your thing is service is the heartbeat for all of your businesses. And if you want to literally dial up a platform or dial up your business, you get so focused on, I'm here to be the vessel. Show me, who am I serving today? Who needs me today? Like if you'll put that as part of your morning ritual, as well as just dropping in or any time of the day, it doesn't have to be in the morning, but it's just regularly coming back to, who can I serve today? Who needs me today? And allowing that to guide you will make a massive difference.
Okay.
Love it. Thank you for sharing. This has been so valuable for all of us, love. For those of you,
thank you for taking my
live call always. And thank you for bringing the real. Is I'd like you to create a purpose statement. And Holly, I'm going to ask that you're accountable to that specifically. And I'd like you to, if you want to post it in our Facebook group or you want to send it to me privately, that's fine. But I'd like to see it in writing.
Okay.
And then I'd like it to become part of your daily ritual. And then focus on, I'm going to pray or set intention. Not everyone uses the word prayer. But I'm going to pray or set intention to be the vessel, to be of service. And the same blessed. Praying for this woman, wishing her well and allowing her to move on, trusting that the right people are coming into your life. She's just making room for that.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, love. Okay, I am coming next to Courtney. If you want to raise your hand and share some juiciness, go ahead. You can do that on your monitor. Raise your hand. Or if you're on phone call, you can press star and then the two sign, or excuse me, star, the star sign, asterisk sign, and then the number two. Okay, Miss Courtney, you are unmuted. I believe you're in Canada. Is that correct?
Actually, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm
Ohio.
So excited to be here. Yeah, so it's
hi,
probably
sweetheart.
Similar weather to Canada.
Well, you're
hi.
North and east of me, so there you go.
Yeah, and you know, I do just a quick preface here. I am at work right now. I actually nanny, so if you hear little voices in the background, it's just lunchtime. But I think we're in a pretty good position, and I really wanted to connect with you today because I have a question that's been on my heart for some time. So, you know, forgive me if
hi,
it's
sister.
A little clunky, but
just fine.
Okay,
so
if
you're new and good, and then share
yes.
what your question is.
So my new and good is that I actually recently, after being single for about a little over two years, have found like the man of my dreams to be in my life. And I am just, I'm so thrilled. And that's obviously a very personal thing, but it is highly indicative of just so much alignment that I feel I've moved into. So I'm very grateful for that.
Mm, I love that.
Yeah, so my question here is, and thank you, I apologize, thank you so much. My question here today is in regards to the time blocking, because this is something as a principal that I'm familiar with. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, I'm so sorry.
Don't even worry.
Principal that I'm familiar with, but when it comes to my doTERRA business, I worked a time block and I focus on that weekly. But as far as, like, the way that I run my business, I've always been a very high enroller. So a lot of times I find I'm sacrificing time blocking that I've set aside for, let's say, supporting or nourishing or things of that nature for those enrollment time periods. Like, for example, if I have, you know, 3 nights a week carved out where I'm available for classes and one-on-ones, and then someone says, well, what about this other night? I say yes. And then other things fall to the wayside. So I was hoping you could offer some tips or tricks in terms of really staying in alignment with balancing, or I'm sorry, with managing the other commitments in addition to the ones that are enrollment-based, a.k.a., you know, commission-based, et cetera.
Love it. Great share. And if you just want to mute yourself while I chat, while I share for a minute, that's fine.
Okay.
And then we'll check back in.
Don't
apologize. Hey, listen, I love it. It's like real life is happening. We're still going to coach. So I love the real life. So I love her question. Can't we all relate to that? It's right. Like, well, gosh, I might time block, but then I have these things pop up and do I honor it? I think the thought, there's two thoughts. One is that comes to mind is the quote or concept by Dwight D. Eisenhower, where he would say, you know, the plan is pretty much useless, but the planning process is priceless. And so some of it is understanding that, yes, even with a perfectly mapped out schedule, and even if it's color-coded perfectly, and you've got one color for this part of your life and this activity and then another color, and it's, you know, it's just gorgeous looking, it's real life is not going to fit to that. But I will tell you that by time blocking, doing weekly planning and the daily management, the night before planning, to help manage that life and manage the schedule, is that I will tell you that for me, about 80 to 85% of my time or my schedule will go to schedule. But there will be a spot or a space where, you know, something comes up where maybe one of my very best girlfriends who's in my tight inner circle has really had something pop up and she needs support, and I might push something to prioritize that. Or you might have a child who's come down with a bug, and instead of – you're going to be at home with that babe, and you're going to have to make some adjustments at times because that's real life, right? But here's the thing is that sometimes what I find is people will say, well, gosh, since there's so much stuff coming up, I just don't plan at all. And I don't think that's wise. I do think it's wise to absolutely keep engaging with planning, keep doing the time blocking. And, yes, you can say it's in discernment, Courtney, I think, to say, is this a A-level priority? And then you can make a decision to say, yeah, I'm going to move some of this schedule around. Is this an A-level priority or is it just a distraction? Right? And I think having, again, the set schedule, communicating that with your team to say, here's when I'm doing mentoring, here's when I can support, and then you intentionally saying, here's when I'm nourishing new relationships or marketing, or I'm going out to this networking group once a week, and here's where this fits and that fits. And so I want to dialogue with you just a little bit, so if you'll unmute yourself. If any of that resonating,
all right, I'm here.
If any of that's resonating, give me a little feedback, and then let's go even deeper of how we can best support you to make sure we're meeting your needs today.
Yeah, you know, what I have in my heart right now is actually giving myself a little bit of grace, because a lot of the notion behind this question comes from in the past, really beat myself up for that. Like, gosh, Courtney, like you really let that go this month and you did that, you know, a couple months ago. And what else could it have brought to your business if you hadn't? So I do feel that. And what I'm hearing is, you know, just give yourself a little bit of grace, because I am a very scheduled person. And so it's certainly not something I would ever give up. I don't know if I could, if I tried, but it's something that I need to be a little kinder to myself about, I think.
Okay. So that's a gift, is like, that's, you already know, like, hey, what is it I need today about this? What's this really about? And like you're saying, maybe some grace around it. I love scheduling and I love time blocking. What I want all of you to hopefully grasp from this week's teaching is I want you thinking in the mindset of production. What am I producing? Am I productive? Do I have some blocks of time where I'm productive? Because everyone can be busy, but I want you to be more productive, that you're producing, whether it's writing content, video content, whether it's hosting classes, meeting with people, presenting, working on a website or writing that book or whatever the things are, is, are you putting time into nourishing activities? Because without the intention and the planning, it is easy just to let yourself move to the path of least resistance. That's where we get in trouble with just mindless scrolling on social, or we're heavily connected to our device. And our devices aren't wrong, and nor is social wrong, but what happens is that if we're not clear, or maybe we Netflix too much. Maybe your thing isn't social, but it's a lot of Netflix. Again, which some of that's, of course, fine, but it's saying, am I taking time to nourish my relationships? Am I growing? Am I learning? Am I creating? Am I producing? Because what I produce is what I get paid for. And so it's having some boundaries around that that can really support all of you. So thank you for sharing. Hopefully that helps. And it's so good to hear your voice. We've been Facebook friends for a long time.
I'm so glad to connect with you over the phone.
How many years have we been social media friends?
Well, I first found you and your work in summer 2017. And actually, that was the first month I went elite. So that's really when I kicked things into gear with my business. But, I mean, since then, it's just been such a pleasure and really an honor to go through all your courses, and I'm thrilled to be here. So I am glad that we got to connect over the phone, too. Like, this is great.
Yeah. Well, please keep speaking up and sharing and here live or on the Facebook group. I'm so happy. When Courtney, when I saw your enrollment come through, or when I was looking through our class registration when we were getting started and I saw her name, I've never met this woman in person. Yet she has shown up so positively on social. And the way she shows up, it's like, I know exactly who she is. So it's so, so cool, right, is the power of, again, how we show up in those connections. And I'm just glad that you're here. So thank you for this ask. I think all of us can relate to what you're sharing.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Tiffany. I really appreciate it. So taking this to heart and bringing it forward. Thank you.
Love it. You're welcome. All right, who's next today? If you have a question or something you are learning that you want to share, press star and the two sign on your keypad or raise your hand on webcast. Would love to have you here, and we'll drop into that. One thought I want to share with you that I want all of you to take on this week, and it's a little bit about, I mean, it's similar to your joy list, right? I'm inviting you to do something off your joy list every week. Being Valentine's week, right, and some of you might really get into that, some of you might not. Some of you, like Courtney, might have met the love of your life recently and might be really fun, or you have a spouse, significant other. So whether you do or don't, or whatever that is for you, and even if someone's going to celebrate you and bring you a Valentine, I want you to do something very sweet for yourself this week, right? Pick up those flowers. I bought myself flowers at Trader Joe's yesterday, so picking up some groceries and some things, and just as simple, I mean, my bouquet, the little flowers, they're these little rosebuds, are like $5, literally. Now, I regularly have flowers in my home. That's not, you know, new. But I did go get a massage with a girlfriend yesterday morning, and little self-care love and treat and that kind of thing. But whether it's getting your nails done, or you want to buy yourself a new book or your favorite magazine or get your favorite treat, is that I want you to sincerely do something sweet for yourself. And whatever that feels like, right? I mean, different things for different people, but I want you to be intentional about that with the conversation similar what Holly was bringing up around self-confidence is that I want you to realize last night I was we had a large women's group gathering, about 50 women met, and we did some fun make and takes and had gorgeous food. It was a Galentine's party, right, sometimes as it's called, and I did a segment. My girlfriend's asked me, would you do a life coaching segment on self-care? And I did a combination of self-care and then success habits to win the day. And it was just beautiful. And I read this little segment from Oprah Winfrey's book called What I Know for Sure. And she's talking about in this material how we're all responsible for our own happiness and to give ourselves the love we didn't maybe receive. And even if you're receiving love, right, like I have some amazing people in my life, and I'm so thankful for that. But it's important that you show up for yourself. So I just want to make sure I tuck that in there as this week. I'd love to know. I'd love to hear. I'd love to see, like, what are you doing for yourself this week? What ways be your own Valentine? Even if you have a sweetheart in your life, is to show up for yourself, right, and to do something kind. I think that's powerful. Okay, I'm coming to Miss Joanna has her hand raised. Sister, you are unmuted if you want to lead out with your new and good and then your share or your question.
Hi. Sorry, this is becoming a routine. But so my new and good is just things are moving along, and we've been busy doing a lot of good stuff towards this new business endeavor that we're doing. So that's been really good. And then my question this week is, I am falling behind on the course, which this is a specific question right now, but just in general as well. Sometimes I feel like I fall so behind on some of the things that I want to do, but I don't know whether or not to just take it where I'm, like, just start right now at week 3 and then go back, or if I should try to finish week 2 and then continue on to week 3. What's more important? Is it just, I don't know if that's, if that makes sense.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked this question. I did a Facebook Live for you in our group the other day for this group, just our Success Academy group, and I addressed this very, very thing. So I'm so glad we're going to discuss it live too. But I shared with you in that Facebook Live a couple of gems and ideas and things to help support you in the course. But some of you can relate to Joanna's question, right, of saying, ah, I'm feeling behind. So number one, I want you to not to say that again, right, because that thought leads to how do you feel every time you think the thought, oh, I'm behind?
Feel like a failure.
How does that thought?
Like I'm
failing.
I feel like I'm failing.
Like a failure. Yeah, so when you feel like you're failing, does that inspire you or expire you?
Expire, for sure.
Yep. Does that take you out of the game or keep you in the game when you think that thought or feel that feeling?
Mostly out of the game.
Exactly. So remember on Monday's session, and maybe some of you haven't listened to it yet, and that's just fine. We do a segment on organization. Right? And all of you have an assignment sometime in this next week to take 1 hour, and maybe you do it 20 minutes 3 times a week, or you do a full hour and organize a space in your life, whether it's clean out your sock drawer, clean out the fridge, organize the pantry, clean out your car, but to take on some kind of activity where you're going to up-level your space. But I give you that question of, does this inspire me or expire me? And the thoughts we think produce the feelings that we feel. I want all of you to write that down. That was like a massive million-dollar truth bomb. The thoughts you think produce the feelings you feel. The feelings are what is the elixir of life. It, like, motivates us or demotivates us. And so let's neutralize the thought, and I'd like you to start saying a new thought is, everything's right on time. I'm exactly where I need to be. In terms of your question, I invite all of you, if you're feeling at all what Joanna's saying, is like, I feel behind in the course. I want you to leave that and to just be present with the week that we're in and doing the assignments that are we're doing for this week. And then if you choose to say, great, on Sunday, I'm going to carve out a little more time and go back to working on that vision board from week 2. Or I'm going to do some more goal setting, and I'm going to do that here or this date if you choose to. But I think a way to keep all of you, as more importantly, is that you stay engaged in the process, knowing that, again, you own the course for life, and you can come back and listen as much as you'd like and go as deep as you'd like. And so what matters for all of you is to keep yourself checked in the game. So I'm so, so glad you're asking this. Is that if any of you are feeling, quote, behind, it's okay. Again, we could literally take each topic and do a full month at a time. But then you're going to pay more like $10,000 for a course like that, for an 8-month course, versus, you know, $1,000 or less. So I know we're putting a lot of content into 8 weeks. And you don't have to be perfect. Just stay checked in. And I'd stay, to answer the question, stay in the week that we're in. And then if you choose to, like on a weekend or a different time, to say, I'm going to work on this a little bit here or there. I mean, sometimes on week 6, someone finally says, oh, here, look, I finished my vision board. Awesome. I'm just giving you accountability and some focus on assignments. But if they don't exactly get completed to your level of satisfaction that week, that's just fine. I care that you're progressing and growing. And if you're doing that, I think you're in the right spot. And I think it sounds like you are. So does that give you some help and some support? And thank you for asking this, because I wanted all of you to hear it.
I think that sounds perfect. And I think I have something to add to my affirmations.
I love it, sister. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for bringing the real. I think all of us can relate to that. My vision board, literally, you guys, I just redid mine. But by the time it literally, it's like I ordered this new vision board thing off of Etsy. Now, I'm going to tell you this, but now some of you are going to be like, oh, I got to go and do it at this level. No, is I wanted my vision board to literally hold a spot on a wall in my office as like a decor. And I knew exactly what I was looking for, which was like a magnet board framed by wood. And so I found one on Etsy, ordered it. It got here. It didn't actually hold magnets. So I had to go buy magnet paint on it, which that turned out to be a fun project. And then la-di-da. The point being is I was gathering images for a while on my Pinterest and then putting them on, saving them to my phone, finally uploading them to Costco Photo Center, printing them off, and then taking the time to organize it. My vision board was a work in progress, but I was working on it, and I knew I was ready for a new creation, right? Now, in the interim, I've asked you to share one image like I did. I modeled and said, okay, because one of you also was sharing that, hey, my vision board's really personal, and I get that. Like, I have some personal things on mine, too, and that you go, I may not feel as comfortable to share that with an entire group, but then share with us one image that is on your vision board. I shared the image of a cabin space I'd really like to create in my life. So there's a way that we can say, great, I'm still engaging, and it may not be that I do the whole thing, but I'm making progress with it. I think that matters. So thank you for that share. Okay, who's next this morning? Who else has something you'd like to share? Drop in, ask your heart. What's up for me today? Or what do I need support with? Or what's new and good? Press star and the two sign on your keypad or raise your hand on webcast. All right, who's next today? Okay, I am coming to area code 385, last four digits is 2174. You're unmuted if you want to introduce yourself, where you're calling from, and then you're new and good, and then your share.
Okay. Hi, Tiffany. My name is Bale, and I'm calling from right here up in Provo, Utah. And what's doing good for me is that I just can't put down the success principle. I'm finding things that I knew before that I totally ignored, but now I've been thrown back in my past, and I'm trying to align it with my life. And so it's been doing good, where I can say no to little things that I used to just say yes to, and find myself tired at the end of the day. So that's been doing good for me, the success principle.
I love it. I'm so glad you're with us. And you say your name, you pronounce it Bali?
Bali, yes. B-A-L-E.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm glad you're with us.
Thank you. My question, I don't know if you read my last post about not able to pick up the mirror and to speak to myself. But my question is, I'm so stuck. And this is not the first time for me to try to find someone to coach me. I would get online, and I know now what I want to do. I knew a long time ago what I wanted to do in life. And so I gravitated to people like you. You know that when you came to do that that segment over at doTERRA, I just gravitated. I felt a connection. And so in the past, I would do that, and then I would enroll, and then I would get somewhere along the line, I get stuck, and this is the first time I've gone really through with a coaching session like this. I'd go halfway, and I would give up, or I would fill out application, and I wouldn't go through. And I'm wondering, I have lots of stuff in my life that's holding me back from moving forward. And although I can be in this class, but I feel like there's so many things I need to get rid of. And my question is, how do I get rid of them? And I want to finish this course, and I love just listening here and taking notes and, you know, pulling things from people. I appreciate the shares, but do I have big things that I need to get rid of to clear the path? Is that, does that make sense? And that's why I'm stuck?
Yeah. So first of all, I'm just sending you the biggest hug.
Thank you.
And just receive that. Like, I'm just sending you so much love. And here's the thing, little love bug. This is, we're all a work in progress. And we've all done things where we start something and we don't finish it. I've done that myself. I mean, there's times I've even bought, like, online courses that I've never even opened. And there's just new decisions. And now for myself, is I don't purchase the next course or go to the next event until I've implemented at least one thing that I've learned from the last course or the last coach that I've hired or purchased. Like, some of you are like, okay, you might be a personal development junkie where you literally have like 25 books between. I mean, I have two nightstands in my bedroom and they both have books on them and under them. And I regular, you know, it's like, okay, my goodness, I just love them. But if I'm going, whether it's a book or it's a course, especially if it's a course, a seminar, or a coach, then I just decide I have to implement at least one thing from that. And that one thing is usually pays for itself or makes it more than worth it. So first of all, I'm going to ask that you make a decision and a commitment to me that you're going to finish this course. I'm not asking that you finish it perfectly. I'm not asking that from any of you. I've asked since day one and will continue to ask. It isn't about perfect. Perfect, no. Committed, yes. And that you just decide in this moment, this isn't up for debate like will I or will I not, is I'm going to do this. I'm going to keep showing up. Some weeks that means I show up with passion and vigor. And some weeks it's like, man, I'm hardly here, but I'm here. And that you just simply make that decision.
Okay.
And it's similar to what Joanna was asking, is I think where some of you guys get yourself stuck, and I've done it myself, is if you give up because it's not perfect. But aren't you tired of that habit? And aren't you tired of that? Because here's the thing, you guys. This is why perfectionism is truly the devil. It is paralysis. It's poison. It's, unless it's perfect, I'm not doing it. And when you have that mentality, I said this on week one, and I'll say it again, the most important goal you make today and the rest of your life is you make a decision to focus on progress and not perfectionism. Because perfectionism will take you out every single time, just like I modeled through Joanna's thinking. Every time you think the thought, I'm behind, how does that make you feel? It makes me feel like this. And does that inspire you or expire you? No, it inspires me. Does it keep you in the game or out of the game? It keeps me out of the game. Your goal is progress. It never was perfectionism. We've learned it, and we need to unlearn it. So all that matters is that you're making progress. That's it. Now, for some of you, you're like, but I'm wanting to feel like it's all perfect. I know. But you're after a feeling that's an illusion. No one's home is, I mean, is the laundry ever done? So some of you might be incredible at keeping a house. But even if you're incredible at keeping a house, are the dishes or the laundry ever done? No, because if you're going to live a life and be a human and have other humans live in that home and do life with you, you're going to have stuff. So it's just realizing that where the suffering begins and where we change the suffering is in your thoughts and in your mindsets. Let go of
Thank
this.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, secondly, I want you in front of a mirror right now.
Okay.
Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, but I'm standing in front of a mirror right now.
Okay. Do you make an eye contact with yourself?
Yep.
As you're making this eye contact, I want you to tell yourself three things you're proud of that you've done in the last 24 hours. And you can start with, I'll give you the first one, I'm proud of you for standing here and doing this mirror exercise, even if it's uncomfortable.
I'm proud of you for standing in front of the mirror and doing this mirror exercise. Even
I love it.
If it's
I want to hear two more.
I'm proud of you that I'm standing in front of this mirror and doing this mirror exercise, even though it's feeling really uncomfortable. And I'm crying, and I can't look at my eyes. I'm proud of you of standing in front of the mirror and looking at myself and doing this mirror exercise, even though it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. And now come up with something new. What is something you're proud of yourself in the last 24 hours?
I am proud that I was able to, I'm proud of you for being able to put aside your hurt feelings and helping out my daughter who was in need, even though she was the one that hurt me. In the last 24 hours.
Okay. And give me one more. What's something else that maybe you made a good dinner? Maybe you said a kind compliment to someone. I'd like you to come up with one more.
I'm proud of you for... for making a good dinner last night. Even though I didn't eat, I made it for everybody and they ate. I'm very proud of me for that.
Awesome. So now I want you to repeat after me as you make eye contact in the mirror. I am enough.
Mm-hmm. I am enough. I am enough.
I am worthy. Yeah. I am worthy and deserving.
I'm worthy and deserving.
I forgive myself.
I didn't hear that part.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
I trust myself.
I trust myself.
I allow myself to receive.
I allow myself to be healed.
To receive.
To receive. I allow myself to receive. Oh, my gosh.
And now as you make eye contact, I want you to simply say, I love you.
I love you.
Here we go. Congratulations on doing your mirror work.
Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's a work in progress, but I ask that you do it, whether you feel it or not.
Thank you.
Is that you give yourself that opening.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I think I've had so
thank
much
you for your share.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sending you lots of love, sister.
Thank you.
Awesome. You guys, I'm coming next to Liz, but I had a little lump in my throat when she started that, right? It's just the power of the willingness that we're witnessing. It's like we're willing to change and really willing. It's like you can see lots of cute memes go around on social media about, hey, got to love yourself, self-love, self-care. You are the nucleus of all your other relationships. And we can know that logically. But I'm asking you and holding the space as your sister and as your coach in this season of your life, to say, let's really go there. Let's not talk about it and just post about it. Let's really, like, choose to have a better relationship. You are the one companion guaranteed to go through this life with. It's with you. and choosing that to be safer space. You deserve that. All right, Miss Liz, I'm coming to you, sister. You are unmuted if you want to lead out with your new and good, and then your share or question.
Hi, Tiffany. And Polly, thank you so much for sharing. We were all doing the exact same thing that you were doing just in our own right, so thank you for that today. So what's new and good is the vision board has been really good. I've never actually done one, and it was a lot of fun. And I found a lot of roadblocks in my life that I've put up that I was able to take down and felt good to just take control of certain things of my life, dream a little bit bigger than I've ever thought could happen. Mm. So that was really fun this week. My question
is, can we talk about
that
for
time...
one second, Liz?
Yeah, sure.
Your question. So one of the things that I love is that, like Liz is saying, my understanding from your share on our Facebook group, you've never done a vision board before.
I haven't.
So see this brand new thing, and like she was saying, the willingness to dream, and one of her comments on our group was at some point in the process of thinking, oh, is this too much? Is this okay? And I just think, oh, that makes my heart, it makes my heart I ache just a little, and it makes my heart so happy that you're in this new level of relationship and this new level of like allowing yourself to dream. And I talk about that on week two. Is just giving yourself permission to dream. Sometimes as adults, we've become way too, quote, logical. Like, is that realistic? Is that logical? I'm not sure. Well, we don't have to always have the how figured out. We just need to be clear on the what and the why. What do you want and why do you want it? And then it's like the universe is your GPS system that when you're clear and you enter the destination, your vision board is saying, this is who I want to be. This is what I want to be about. This is what I want to attract into my life. You may not know, how the heck am I going to meet Oprah Winfrey? Oprah Winfrey's on my vision board. She and I are soul sisters. She just doesn't know it yet. I don't know how and when I'm going to meet her or connect with her. I'd love to collaborate with her is the big dream. It's like I'd love to work and, like, let's put out some good work together. But I still hold the space where I'm like, all right, universe. Now, I have met her longtime boyfriend, Stedman Graham. That was really cool. And right after I first declared I didn't want to meet her, like 10 days later, I was invited to a private movie screening here in Salt Lake when Sundance was happening again, but a year or two back. And it's like, the point is, I don't know the how or the when. But whether it's your dream home or your dream, you know, partner or someone you want to meet or you want to write a book or you want to double your income and you're like, I have no idea how I'm going to do that. You don't need to focus on the how. You need to be clear on the what and the why, and that's the power of visioning, vision boarding, goal setting. It's giving that life. It's giving energy to the what and the why. And then the universe, like a GPS system, that person comes in your life, introduces you, turn left, go here, take this path. Cool thing, though, is even if you might think, well, I'm too old or I'm too late or I missed my chance or I missed that exit, just like a GPS system, it already always reroutes you to your destination if you'll hold that in your space. So Liz, I love that you've been willing to do something new and that you were willing to stretch and grow into that. So I just wanted to elaborate on that with you for a minute, and now you can move on to whatever your share or question is.
Yeah, thanks. So I'm glad to this course because it's helped me build, like you said, the only person I have a relationship with guaranteed for life is me. And as I've built that relationship with me, I'm allowing myself or seeing the vision that I really want and not limiting that. So that's been really fun. What that has been. But, so my question is, as I've been doing that and starting to time block in a different way than I have in the past, I'm a real estate agent and I used to be on a team, and my husband and I are both real estate agents. We were on a team. We weren't quite receiving, I guess, what we needed from our team leader in regards to maybe this self-work so that I could put myself in a place. But now that I'm getting there and I'm setting that time, I'm telling you, like, I sit still, and I don't know what the top priority is that brings me the best revenue. I was on a team, and they just kind of fed me a bunch of leads all the time, but I didn't necessarily grow my own personal self to be able to do that or to bring people to me that were looking for homes. And so, how do I know what that is, and where do I go to get that? And I don't know. I find myself stuck. Like, I'm there. I'm sitting at my desk, and I'm going, I don't even know what my top things are that bring me business. Like, I don't know.
Mm. Okay, cool. So let's connect about this. One is that your number one business activity is connection, right? And that's true for whether you're a real estate agent like Liz, or you are, again, you're in maybe you're an esthetician, you're in technology, you are in network marketing, whatever you're up to. So is spending time nourishing your relationships, right? And next week on week four, I always love how you guys bring up in our coaching calls things that like seed the very next week's training. So next week on Monday, we're going to do a deep dive called Nourish Your Network and How to Grow Your Relationships. Because every single one of you are in the relationship business. You're in the people business. And people do business with those they know, like, and trust, and those who they feel connected to. And so I would intentionally put time on that every single week, a variety of ways for you to connect with existing clients or existing friendships or relationships. Because your business is highly referral-based.
Yes.
So it's spending time to say, okay, I really want to nourish my relationships. And so maybe this week you go, I'm going to put 5 notes in the mail. 5 blank, you know, like get some blank cards at Target and put 5 notes in the mail. I'm just appreciating some people in my life. I'm going to set up a lunch date or a tea or a coffee date. I'm going to do that once or twice a week. And just go connect and spend a lot of that time just seeking to understand, hey, where you're at and what you're up to.
And I
online,
do love that
I'm going to
side.
Engage. What, love?
Go ahead. You finish first.
And then online, same thing. It's like, hey, I'm going to connect. I'm going to show up. It's like Courtney, who I've known Courtney for a really long time, just via social media. She's shown up a lot and commented and engaged with me. And so I knew of who she was and what she was up to. And so same thing. It's like connecting with people in your network, nourishing those relationships, maybe intentionally, you know, people that are in the mortgage world, title, other people that could bring, you know, referrals, but anyone in your life that you go and connect with.
Yeah.
And then I would start intentionally sharing. When we talk on week 6 about publicity and we talk about social media specifically, is I would share one tip a week, Liz, and maybe pick that to be Tuesdays, like my Tuesday tip, right? You don't have to call it that. But one tip a week that helps people where you start branding more so yourself regularly, but you love to help people buy their dream home, sell their home with the process. You might have a tip a week that's like, hey, curbside appeal, one thing to do this spring, or one thing to do in your kitchen, or tips around like organization and decluttering, just ways that you become this resource where you're regularly sharing content of helping people enjoy the home they're in or prepare the home they're in to move to or moving into their dream home. You might do a post about, hey, for those of you looking for or know that in the next year you want to buy your dream home, have you ever considered putting together a vision board of your dreams and desires? And here's 3 things of what it means to put a vision board together or a dream board. It's like if I hire an interior designer, one of my dear friends is the president of Alice Lane Home. Love them. Those are in Utah. They do really beautiful design, interior design. They always put together, you know, like a dream board, so to speak, or a project board of the textures and the colors and the images. And so maybe you share that. And you just start being this more of who you already are, but you share it more publicly of some tips or ways. Or you could, some people do email marketing, some people do social, some people put a newsletter in the mail. Any of those are great. But where you're sharing things that help add value to people, and that way you're just regularly making those deposits. So I'd put notes in the mail. I'd make phone calls. I'd go to lunch and tea. I'd share on social at least once a week some kind of content piece that helps add value to people's lives that can definitely attach back to the home. Those are some things that you can be doing, but your relationships is how you grow your business.
Yeah.
So I
it's
make
nice
effort
to hear
to
that you,
in other people.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that you say those things are part of that priority time. I don't know why my mind says, no, that's fun time, because that's part of who I am and I'm just social. But I, anyway, it's hard for me to put put the two together and that it's okay, that that's part of what makes me me, and I can prioritize that in a different way that adds value. So that's huge.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Right. Well, you guys, seriously, and again, I'm so excited for next week's training, so make sure they're with us live Monday. As we're going to go deeper, as likely all of you are one connection away from your next big contract or a big produce, you know, something and or an introduction and things like that, is I regularly prioritize gatherings. And sometimes, like when we talk about, like, I go out to live events each year myself, both to grow my knowledge but to grow my network. But I show up to certain things. Like, there was a charity dinner, a group that I do love to support. They do great work here in Utah, and they had a gratitude dinner. And absolutely I went to that because, one, I love to support their cause. But then I'm also socially connecting with people who some of my clients are in that room. They've been clients in the past, some of my peers and colleagues, fellow speakers, who at times they've, you know, referred business to me and me to them, other friendships and people I just enjoy being with, met some new people as well. Is that it's thinking about that you're always, it's, are you spending time nourishing your relationships, right? And sometimes it might feel like friendship. Like last night, I'm at a girls' night gathering. Most of the women there are single women. A handful of them are married, but just great women, and that we love to support each other and love to have other women feel loved and supported and really creating that space. And it's like, hey, would you do a life coaching piece? And I did that for free. I didn't charge anybody for my speaker's fee. But I just nourish these women because I love them and I want them to feel loved and to be resources. But I also, that when they're thinking, hey, maybe I need a coach, or they're thinking about in their company, hey, we need to book a speaker for our upcoming conference. Oh, hey, I saw this woman speak once. I mean, I can't tell you how many, quote unquote, paid business things have come from, quote, free things I've done. Is that I'm just out regularly sharing and adding value. I shared on my social media yesterday a content piece, and it says, you create your own opportunities, was the pretty image. And I shared it on Facebook and Instagram, so if you follow me in either place, you can go find it. And then I just said the simple phrase where I said, show up, period, add value, period, repeat, which goes along with the statement that says you create your own opportunities, is show up, go to the lunch, send the cards, show up in their mailbox, show up in their inbox, show up on their online, but show up and show up to add value. And that's the centerpiece of how you grow any business, no matter what the business is. Does that help?
Yes, thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. I'm going to be doing lots of things this week that have been bubbling in my mind, but just didn't. I don't know why I didn't register that those were things that I should be doing. It's just dumb, I know.
Awesome, sister. Okay, everyone, that's a wrap for this week. A few highlights that I'd just like you to pay attention to. Number one is being reminded of, do you have a purpose statement, your own declaration of purpose? If not, let's put that in writing and review it on a daily basis. Let's be reminded as well that our confidence is a choice and it's a habit. We're going to do the things like the mirror work, and thank you, Lolly, for your willingness to mirror that for us today and your courage to go there. Our morning ritual, our joy list. I'm going to invite you to do something sweet for yourself this week. If you want to share it in our Facebook group, I'd love to hear it. We're practicing this week of time blocking, of doing planning and time blocking to help us be more effective and productive with our time. We're also focused on this week on organizing a space. I'm really excited to hear about that. I want to see that in our social, our Facebook group as well. If I can serve you in any way, I'd love to do it. I love being part of your journey, so please utilize me. Share it in the Facebook group. I'll go check those responses now and make sure. I thought I was caught up on them, but it sounds like, Bali, maybe you shared one there that perhaps I didn't see. So I want to make sure that I have that, if that's the case, as I check that twice a day to be on top of that. But I just share with you lots of love, and thank you, Joanna, and some of the shares of all of you being connected to the thought is you're right on time. Let's let go of the thought, I'm behind, I'm late. So everything's perfect, right? What matters is that you just show up. The most important goal, always, 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 is progress. Release the perfectionism. And that's a practice, right? We unlearn that and we practice progress is our new focus. Have a great rest of your day. I send you a big, big hug, a like sugar cookie coated hug for this week. And I look forward to staying connected. And next week, I'm excited for what Liz and I just started dialoguing about. to help you realize and how to intentionally develop, deepen, and grow your relationships to then grow to thrive and the meaning in your life as well as absolutely your business. Have a great rest of your day, everyone, and I'll connect with you soon.